Just wanted to know how you're feeling now after one game, and you're kind of back into the swing of things with the Chiefs.
You know, I got a lot of learning to do. I'm here. I'm still learning. I got to get down to fine details of it, and try my best to, you know, play as hard as I can for the team, and like always, play as hard as I can for Jesus Christ, and be there when my number is called.
You mentioned at the beginning of last week, by that previous experience with Andy Reid, you had about 70% of the playbook down. How is that now coming along? You know, have a game under your belt, and now looking towards this next game, how is that?
Every week is different. Every week we put in different stuff, so you're always going to be trying to, you know, grasp the new things. So it's still about the same, and it was the beginning of the week, and as you get more familiar with the playbook toward the end of the week, you start to know it and that you have it. And hopefully that'll be the same way this week, where I know it and they trust me enough to go in and out on such a short notice.
And my last question is, you guys sort of slipped up these past two games. You're here for the one, but with that veteran leadership or, you know, that veteran experience, what do you have to do to help your team get out of this?
You focus on one game at a time, and as a team, just constantly reiterate to the guys what it was going to take to win in December, and that a lot of teams are in our position. It's the person that the team that focuses, the team that takes hold of the opportunities, and just let them know that you're in good position, and try to keep out outside forces, whether it be media or family members that are talking about the past. You got to constantly keep your eyes on the next game.